Well, now let's listen to some higher quality recordings of the Dale City Stromberg XY with a sender. Now, I visited Occoquan in 1973 and again in 1977, and during that time, the switching train layout did not change significantly. So here we are in Dale City in August 1977, and I'm curious as to whether the switching train has changed, because in 1973, they basically had all the 670 numbers themselves right on the first selector, and all the outgoing trunks were crammed into the one level. It was a pretty tight squeeze because you had the hospital PBX on 13, 14, and 15, and those were actual 670-13, 670-14, 670-15 numbers. And to make that work, they of course had to employ a secondary register sender to reconstruct the phone number and send it to the PBX. And then in the spaces on that 1,000 group of 670, that's where they put all the outgoing trunks. For example, 11 was the triangle office, 12 was the zero operator, 16 was the Manassas office, and so on. Now, that's pretty cramped. Let's see if it's changed. There's a real easy way to find out. Let's just dial a 670 number and see what happens. Now, in 1973, the register sender would drop out if you dialed 670 because the numbers were right there on the first selector. I couldn't find a rotary dial phone now in 1977, but that really doesn't matter. If nothing has changed and we dial 670 from a touchtone phone, the register sender will dial absolutely nothing, and it will just repeat my last four digits verbatim. So let's see what happens if we pick up a touchtone phone in Dale City in August 1977 and dial 670. Whoa, you see that? It dialed a zero. All right, let's dial the rest of a ringing number. Cool, we have a different switching train now. In order to reach 670 numbers now, the director has to dial a zero. Excuse me, the register sender has to dial a zero. That actually makes a lot of sense, because by doing it that way, they leave the first selector open for outgoing trunks, and for intra calls, they just dial zero plus the last four digits. So now that we know that there's a new switching train, how easy is it going to be to explore it? We used to be able to drop out the register sender by dialing 670. That's not going to work now, but they could make it so that if you just dialed 67, the register sender would drop. That would work because there are no other local exchanges beginning with 67. So let's see if we're so lucky as to be able to drop the register sender by rotary dialing 67. I'll have to flash the number, of course, because this is a touchtone phone. Far out. That was easy. So now we're sitting on the first selector, and let's get ready to do a whole new map. So let's try dialing a 2, first of all.
The number you have reached in Dale City, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Hello.
What do you know, a vacant level. And boy, don't those operators sound good. In the same building, you can really hear all the high frequencies. You know, under the old switching train, there weren't any vacant levels on the first selector. That's how cramped it was. But now we've got a vacant level on 2. Let's try dropping the register sender and dialing 3. Cool, a wire trunk. Well, if it's a wire trunk, there's really only two places it could be. Hoadley, the ESC, 590, or Occoquan, 491-494-690. Let's dial another digit. Okay, that's Occoquan, no doubt. Let me get a recording from there. I'll flash 6-7 to drop the register sender, 3 to get into what I believe is Occoquan, and then try to flash something that gets us the recording. Yuck, T-carrier. I guess it's a mixture of wire and T-carrier trunks now. Now that's different, it used to be all wire. Let's try to get the recording. So now we've verified that Occoquan, which used to be on 1-8 from Dale City, is now on 3. That means if we pick up the phone and just touch tone 494, the register sender will dial 3-4. Let's see if we can hear it. Yeah, not so easy to hear, but it did dial 3-4. Let's dial the rest of the number. Now let's drop the register sender by flashing 6-7 and dial a 4. T-carrier, not surprising. Let's try dialing something like 2. That's actually the recording from Triangle, circa 1977, and I'm surprised to find it there because traditionally on the first incoming selector, the one that separates the 221 from the 640 calls, they never had a vacant level recording. In fact, earlier tonight, calling from Occoquan, instead of that recording, we got this. Here's an actual 221 vacant 1000 group dialed from Occoquan earlier tonight.
I'm sorry, we cannot complete your call as dialed. Please hang up and try your call again or consult your directory.
Yeah, normally you have to actually dial a 221 number before you get that recording, but from here, I guess it's a different incoming selector group and maybe one that was constructed by Continental. And so they did hook up the vacant level recording, even though it's not necessary, because a customer's never going to get there unless he's dialing funny codes.
512-4113956177.
Let's get on with the lecture, Derek.
We now know the triangle office is on the 4 level of the first selector. Where it used to be is 11. In any event, if we drop the register sender and then flash 4 plus 0, we'll go into the Quantico office, which is a satellite of Triangle. Let's get the recording there. When I dial 640, you will hear the register sender dial 40. So anyway, let's get back to mapping the first selector. And so far we have found that you can drop the director by drop the register sender by dialing 67. 2 on the first selector is vacant, 3 is Occoquan, 4 is triangle. Now let's see what's on the 5 level of the first selector. T carrier again. This is probably going to turn out to be Manassas just by process of elimination. So let's dial 3.
The number you have reached in Manassas, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Special operator, what number are you dialing, please? Special operator.
Okay, so Manassas, which used to be on 1-6 in the old days, is now on 5. So we can call the time, which is 361-7171, by rotary dialing 67 to drop the register sender, then dialing 5 for Manassas, 1 for 361, and the last 4 digits, 7171.
Telephone company time 19. Temperature 83.
And if we call the Manassas 368 office normally, the register sender will dial 58. Okay, 791 is in Independent Hill. It's a satellite of Manassas. Let's make sure we don't have direct trunks to it. You reach Independent Hill by dialing a 2 into Manassas, so if we just dial 791 normally, the register sender is probably going to dial 52. And then there's Noakesville 594. which, if it's going to go through Manassas, the register sender will dial 5-4. Sure enough. Obviously, IBM is going to be 5-7. Okay, that takes care of that. You know, one little detail about the reflected sound of dial pulses. In Triangle and in Occoquan, you didn't hear the dial pulses very loudly once a carrier trunk had been connected to. But here in Dale City, it's pretty much the same whether you're on the first selector or on a carrier trunk. I don't know why that is, but it's just an observation. Okay, let's find out what's on the 6 level by dropping the register sender and dialing a 6.
Operator, may I help you?
Oh, sorry, got you by mistake.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Now that's probably the zero plus dialing system, whatever it is. Certainly in the old days they used to have a cord board. Where was the operator? The operator was on 1-2 in the old days. Let me dial 0+212 directory assistance, and that'll give us the recording from that new Woodbridge long distance switch, probably. Now I'm not sure what we're going to hear after I dial it. We're going to hear the register sender dial a 6, I would imagine. We'll probably then hear the trunk flash. It will then MF the number I am calling. Not sure we're going to hear that. But we will hear the number I'm calling from. Those are the loud MFs.
We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording, 7039. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording, 7039.
Of course, when I came here in 1973, you couldn't dial long distance even 0+, and you just had to dial 0 and go to the cord board for everything. Now you can call 0+ or 1+, and from this coin phone, 1+ should go through the same system as 0+ does. Again, the register sender will dial 6, the trunk will flash, it'll MF the number I'm calling, which we don't hear, and then when we cut through to the trunk, there will be a loud series of MFs, and that's the number I'm calling from.
One moment, please, for the charge. Are you paying for the call here?
That was a call to my panel phone line in Manhattan. You can tell it went through a 4A because of the ka-ta sound. Program 16 of the long distance series explains that. Interestingly, the sequence of MFs we heard for my automatic number identification was the same whether we dialed 0+ or 1+. The last tone in the sequence in both cases was code 14, aka ST2P. Now, usually, if you hear a funny start like that at the end of the automatic number identification tone sequence, it means they're using that last tone to indicate whether you're dialing 1 or 0 first. But here we're getting the same tone, whichever one we dial, and that says that the real indicator is the start tone on the end of the number we are calling, which we don't hear in this office. You know, in Occoquan, you sometimes hear the number that is being called MF'd. In Dale City and Manassas, you never do, except later on, but that'll be when we get into the system, which you're not supposed to be able to get into from a coin phone anyway. Dale City left it wide open. So that handles the 6 level. It's the 0 plus dialing system, which we get on 1 plus and 0 plus here from a coin phone. So now let's see what's on 7. I'll rotary dial, or actually flash 6-7 to drop the register sender, and then flash a 7. Now the main sound here is the static being produced by my messed up preamp for the tape recorder. But what this really sounds like is just a quiet, soft hum, just like when we dropped the register sender. Let's dial a 1. Okay, so on 7 there's a second selector, and 1 on that second selector goes to reorder. Now let's drop the register sender and try dialing 7-2. Aha, repair service. Well, the code for that used to be 172. Now it's just 72. So I'll bet you this is the same service code selector that I found in 1973. If that's true, then let's see. The dial pulse test used to be 175. Let's try dropping the register sender and dialing 75 and see if we get the dial pulse test. Yep, this is the good old dial pulse test line, and that last sound is what it does when you don't give it a full 10 pulses. So if we dialed the official code for the dial pulse test, which is 415, the register sender should be dialing 75. The test board used to be on 174. It's probably on 74 now. It's late at night, so it's probably not going to answer. In 1973, the vacant levels on this service selector just dumped me back to dial tone. Let's see if that's still the case now.
The number you have reached in Dale City, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording.
Special operator, what number, darling? Special operator.
Well, now they've got a vacant level trunk that's working on that selector. So that's a change. And by the way, the reason that 7-1 went to reorder is because directory assistance used to be there, but directory assistance charging is either now in effect or coming soon. And so now they have to send 411 through the 0+ dialing system in order to make a record of the call. The intercept operators are still offering to give you the information. I'm not sure if that means directory assistance charging has begun and they're still being nice when you come in on intercept, or whether they are just about to do it, but I can tell you for sure 411 is now ticketing. The callback circuit used to be on 173. That means now if we use it the normal way, the register sender will dial 73 plus the last four digits, unless they've changed that too. I'm going to dial it the normal way, 419 plus my 7-digit number, and we'll see what it dials. Funny there's no distinctive sound when the call comes in. That's unusual for one of these. What it used to dial was 173 plus the last four digits. Now it is 73 plus the last five digits. Okay, so that pretty much handles the sevens. Let's drop the register sender and dial an 8. Well, it flashed, and it's on T-Carrier. Let's dial some more stuff. I reset the trunk and it flashed. This, unfortunately, is Hoadley. Yes, the trunks from Dale City to Hoadley are now T-Carrier, which was unthinkable for something so nearby prior to 1975. And speaking of something else that's unthinkable prior to 1975, charming little recording that used to be there has been replaced by this.
We have a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
And I'm disgusted or no longer interested. Oh, all right, because it's the only ESC, let's actually dial a 590 number. Now, because Dale City MS to it, when we dial 590, there will be no response from the register sender. It'll wait till the last digit, dial 8, the trunk will flash. You may hear that subtle honking sound when it does that. And then it'll MF the number, which we don't hear. By the way, the old code for Hoadley was 19, now it's 8. Now, let's see what's on 9. That's what it is. It's just blocked. And there weren't any absorbed digits on the first selector, so no way to open it up. Apparently it's just a busied out level. Now in 1973, they did have an immediate reorder level on 10, but it wasn't blocked like what you just heard. It didn't slide over. Instead, the reorder came on immediately, which we now know can be done by dialing 11. I didn't record the dial tone timing out in 1977 in Dale City, unfortunately. But I did dial a vacant code. Let's see what that did. Well, what do you know?
The numbers all go to 11.
Numbers like 311, 660, and other codes that are unassigned, that is. They seem to do a different thing in every office here. Well, we know what's on 0. Those are the incoming trunks to 670, so while we're at it, let's just dial some intra-office calls. Oops, and speaking of answer supervision, let's rotary dial the soup test. I'll be flashing it, of course. The 67 will drop the register sender, 0 will go into the 670 incoming selector, and the last 4 digits will sound pretty much like calling into any step, except the Stromberg ring and supervision test are obviously Stromberg. On this next call, I'm going to dial 670-1900 normally, and as the register sender drops out, you can hear a second register sender associated with the hospital PBX dialing the last digit. Listen for that on this call, and then we'll try dialing it without the register sender to see what's going on there. Obviously, things have changed since 1973. The hospital used to have just 3 connector groups, 1-3, 1-4, and 1-5. I just dialed 1-900 and I did get through to it. In 1973, if I had dialed 670-1900, the 670 would have dropped the register sender, the 1-9 would have put me into a Hoadley trunk which would have flashed, and then the 0-0 would have been dialed into that, and then I'd sit there until the ESC finally timed out and gave me a reorder. More importantly, however, in the old days when you dialed the hospital numbers, you didn't connect to the hospital trunk until you'd already dialed one of the essential digits. You would dial 670-1 and you'd still be in Dale City, and then when you dialed a 3, 4, or 5, at that point you'd be connected to the hospital, which then needed a register sender to reconstruct the phone number so that it could know what hundreds digit you dialed. Let's rotary dial 670-1. Holy smokes, we're already connected to the hospital on 670-1. Okay, I just dialed a 3, and that second register sender repeated it. Here are 2 more digits. Oh my, you know what? The second register sender, which was installed back when it was necessary, is still doing something, but it's completely unnecessary now. They could remove those damn things. Because you connect to the hospital PBX on the 1, and apparently there's only 1,000 group in this PBX. If that second register sender were really needed, we would hear it repeating the 1, but it isn't. So it's a whole unnecessary equipment set that they didn't remove. You know, this and having 6 separate trunk groups to the long-distance switch from Occoquan says something to me. that when Continental came along, they noticed that Commonwealth had done certain things, and they said, well, there must have been a reason why they did it that way. Let's not mess with it. They have separate trunks for Lorton and Occoquan to reach the operator. Well, I guess we better keep it that way. That's my theory as to what went on, and the same thing here. When you see something being done a certain way and you don't know why it was done that way, sometimes it's better to just leave it alone. And, you know, it works. So here we are. Here's a really short number in the hospital. It has ones in it. I'm going to dial it normally. When the Dale City Register sender drops out, you'll hear the hum of the hospital trunk and a little extra clickety-click, which is the second register sender operating, before it rings. Oh, wait a second. Did I just say that you could actually hear the register sender operating? Well, that could explain why they kept it around. I mean, the surgeons in that hospital, I'm sure, are very busy, and they need all the help they can get.
Boo!
And come to think of it, I hope those things are careful when they use a scalpel, because otherwise they could find themselves missing a digit or two. Okay, I hear you. I'll cut it out. Oh, wait a minute, I can't. I don't have a license. One of the questions I had in 1973 about those second register senders for calling the hospital was this.
I don't know whether you're connected to that second director as soon as you dial 6701.
See, the question I had was...
at what point in the dialing of the number does that second register sender appear? When does it get on the line? The simple way to do it would be to have that thing get on the line before you even connected to the hospital so that it would be there to repeat the digit just in case you were calling the hospital. But that would mean that those things would be being seized for a lot of calls that didn't even involve the hospital. They would be seized and then dropped. So there was another way they could have done it, which would be to have it actually appear once you got into the hospital trunk and know how you got there. What did you dial to get into the trunk? 1-3, 1-4, or 1-5 in the old days? So I didn't know which method they used. The simple way to do it, have it appear before you get on the hospital trunk, or the equipment-saving way to do it, which would be to have it appear once you are on the hospital trunk, but then they would have some complex way of knowing how you got in there. Well, that question was unanswered until today in 2009 when I heard a call on the tape and I realized, hey, this answers the question. What I'm going to do here is dial 670 on my touch tone, just normally. Then I'm going to do a long flash. Now, on a senderized step, a long flash will very often drop the register sender and dial a 1 at the same time. That's what happens here. And so we go into the hospital trunk. I then flash the last 3 digits of the phone number, and the call does go through, but there's no sign of that second register sender. Okay, we're on the hospital trunk, and now I'll flash another digit. Hello, second register sender, where are you? Here's another. See, it's just not there. Now the last digit, there will be 2 clicks, that's the PBX responding, and the second click is the recording starting.
This is a recording at the Potomac Hospital, Dale City, Virginia.
Now, it's completely normal for a long flash to drop a register sender out in a senderized step. What I didn't expect was that it would drop that second register sender out as well, and the very fact that I was able to get into the hospital trunk with no register sender in the first place, well, that means I must have dropped it out in advance. Because I didn't do anything funny once I was on the trunk, I just dialed the last 3 digits. So all that means is that back in 1973, when the things were needed, they were seized the instant you dialed 6701, and then they'd drop if you didn't call the hospital. Now they're getting seized when you dial 670, and they drop out if you don't dial a 1. So they did it the simple way, not the equipment-saving way. Somehow I'm not surprised. Thing is that in 1977, 100% of those seizures are unnecessary, even the ones that end up going to the hospital. Now there's a joke there about unnecessary seizures going to the hospital, but...
I can disconnect you.
You can't disconnect me. I quit. That's all I want to put in this segment. In the next segment, we'll dial a 1 on the originating switching train, which will enable us to dial long-distance calls through the system that is used from non-coin phones. And then after that, we'll go over to Occoquan again and call the Virginia, D.C. suburbs. That's next.